The devil's methods. Beware of them.
Answers with Ken Ham, a popular speaker on the authority and accuracy of the Bible's very first verse. Well, Ken, we know that Satan uses a number of methods to convince people not to trust the Bible, and I think we'd both agree that a lot of his attention is in the area of the book of Genesis, right?
Well, that's certainly right in this era of history. You see, if we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3, this is the passage that outlines a warning for us concerning the methods Satan will use to get people to disbelieve the Bible. Here, the Apostle Paul warns us that Satan will use the same method on us as he did on Eve to get us to a position of not believing what God said. Now, in Genesis, Satan created doubt by asking the question, "Did God really say?" And thousands of years later, mark, the same question is being asked today of Christians when they read Genesis. For example, did God really say it was 6 days? Did God really say it was a global flood? And so on. And you know what? This doubt is often created because of the teaching of an earth that's supposedly millions of years old. And Satan knows if you can get people to doubt Genesis, which is the foundational book of the Bible, then it can lead to questioning the rest of Scripture. So let's not have Satan and the secular scientists cause us to doubt God's Word.
Many people question the Bible's accuracy because Christians can't offer answers to questions like, where did Cain find his wife? Read Ken Ham's intriguing booklet on that very question at AnswersRadio.com.